Hi, I'm Moira Bransky, and welcome back to the Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a gorgeous Friday, May 25th, right here at Gillette Stadium, and the guys made it in for you, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, giving you the latest on the roster.
Thanks, Lori. Another Friday here at Gillette Stadium. Patriots getting ready for, actually putting the wraps on a passing camp, but getting ready for mini camp coming around the corner. Early June, couple of procedural moves, really, to be expected. Randall Gay, cornerback, really oft-injured cornerback, hasn't played very much the last couple of years. He officially signs his one-year tender, $1.3 million. He will be with the club. He had really no other options as a restricted free agent that didn't get any offers. Where does he fit in, guys?
Well, I think he's going to be in that mix. The word you said there, Paul, injured, I think if he goes to training camp and has any sort of injury that limits his play, I think he's gone. Because you can't have a guy who's never on the field. And there's going to be some good competition there at cornerback. So if he can stay on the field, looks pretty good in the preseason, I think he earns a spot. But if he gets that ankle injury, that foot injury again, and misses time, I think he's going to be in trouble.
I agree. I started to really have doubts about his being able to count on him last year with the injury. Because not only has he now been the last 2 years here, but you look back, his career at LSU was marred by injuries. So essentially, you know, four out of five years, he's been hurt. And you look at him and you understand why, because he has such a small frame. He's admitted they've tried to bulk him up. You go by his locker and he has everything that EAS makes in terms of weight gainer and trying to put a little more bulk on his frame. And I feel bad for him because I think he's a nice little player. I think he's the kind of player, if healthy, would have a long NFL career as a third, fourth corner, backup safety type. But Tom's right. If you get into training camp and he starts to get nicked up again, well, can you really afford to go into the season and cut somebody else who could help you and not get hurt? So I have my doubts about his career moving forward.
Yeah, I think especially with his knowledge of the Patriots system, and that goes back to his time at LSU with Nick Saban, I think he could be like a Ray Mickens type, a guy that could play 8-10 years, not necessarily as a frontline, you know, full-fledged starter or a Pro Bowl candidate, but a guy who can contribute in a lot of valuable ways all the time. But you look at it, I think Andy's right. The exception has to be considered 2004,
right,
when he stayed healthy the whole year, because the majority of his football career, he has been nicked up in some way. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you guys read the stories today. His agent, Albert Elias, was quoted in a couple of the stories today in the local papers. I thought it was interesting that he talked about the Patriots put him on injury reserve with a hamstring injury after only a couple of games. I think he played 3 games. So it was early enough in the year for a hamstring that you wouldn't think that would be an injury that would land you on injury reserve. The agent was very thankful for that, spoke in complimentary terms, thought that that was a sign of how the Patriots took care of the player. I thought it was kind of strange. I don't think there's anything wrong with what the Patriots did. I don't want to state that. But I don't necessarily look at it as a positive for a player that you're getting put on injured reserve with a hamstring problem early in the year. I think it's an indication that the team is, look, we need to move on. We can't worry about you. We have to find someone else that can replace you because you're not 100% and you can't help us.
Yeah, I think that's just agent trying to put a nice spin
on
things.
Yeah, that's how I felt
and keep a great relationship going back and forth. But, you know, I think the bottom line is this. I mean, he's a decent player when he's on the field. We've seen him be a decent player. You have the Asante Samuel situation hanging above your head. It would be nice if you could count on Randall Gay as a guy who knows your system, has some versatility to say, if Samuel's not here, at least we have a guy we've seen in our system produce. But again, it's all the health. The bottom line is the health.
Well, let me ask you, something doesn't happen with Samuel, all right? So it gets ugly. Gay, Hobbs, your starting corners on opening day. How happy are you with that situation?
Not
very.
All that happy.
I don't think Gay would be one of the starters. I know that was written about today as well. I don't think that he would end up being the starter. I think one of the veterans, James or Scott, would end
or
up
Wilson,
being
with the or even
Eugene Wilson.
Now,
yeah,
some of those things.
I don't think that Randall Gay is a starting cornerback in this league.
I agree.
And I think it's another one. And look, I like Randall Gay, and I agree with the way Andy said. He's a nice little player. I think he can be a contributor, and he did contribute greatly in 2004. But I think it's another one of those things that this guy has been out of the lineup for so long. We're so far removed from when he last played. Mm-hmm. He's getting better and better. He was better and as the days go by that we don't see the guy on the field, he was better and better in 2004.
Right.
He came in. He was a nice story as an undrafted free agent, and he contributed. Done. End of sentence. End of paragraph. Nothing more than that. I think people are trying to say, you know, he was like Ellis Hobbs. Ellis Hobbs played at a much higher level, in my opinion. And you know, I'm not the biggest Ellis Hobbs fan, but Hobbs played at a much higher level even
as
last
should,
year
though,
than Randall Gay did in 2004.
Pick.
Yes,
you know, Randall Gay is what he is. He was an undrafted free agent. He had some talent, and the injuries clearly hindered his value coming into the NFL. But he still came into the NFL as an undrafted free agent, and I think that's why people remember him more favorably, because you had such low expectations. Wow, this guy Gay made the roster.
Exactly.
Oh, this guy's starting some games. He's helping us out. That's a nice story, but it is what it is.
It's one of those perception
ideally,
reality
he's
things.
Your fourth, fifth corner, you know, playing a little safety, some special teams.
So he's fighting for a roster spot.
Yes. And I think you mentioned not just the injury, but now at $1.3 million, he's an expensive guy to have on IR. He's no longer making, you know, low minimum money.
He went from like probably 200, 300 grand.
Right, 300K to now 1.3. That's a lot of money for a guy who you very well could play two games and then go on IR.
So now you're looking at the situation, before we'll move on from Gay in a second, but you have, assuming Samuel's back, Samuel and Hobbs, Harrison and Wilson, let's just say we'll make the incumbents.
Normal
we'll
starters,
keep them
yes.
there. You have Merriweather and Sanders.
Hawkins.
You have Hawkins. You have Chad Scott and Torrey James and Randall Gay. You got some decent depth now in that secondary.
Good competition there.
You know, good competition and good
depth.
Right up
until four of them get hurt.
But even at that point, at least you're dealing with guys that have played and can play, as opposed to, you know, the Rashad Bakers and going back a couple of years, Sean Mayer and some other guys that suddenly were thrust into important roles. Troy Brown, obvious. Okay, earlier in the week, the Patriots made it official and brought back Father Time, Junior Seau, for a 18th
season
as a linebacker. Get that three-man rotation, you know, the possibility of using the three-man rotation back. Your thoughts?
I think the group is better now than it was last year because you have a little depth there. You have an extra guy. It's not Tully Bantakane. It's not Eric Alexander. You now have five guys with legitimate NFL talent and experience in the system, except for Thomas, who you assume is going to be an impact linebacker. Moving forward, I think you know it's not a good signing because it shows just how lack of depth and youth you have at the position. But for 1 year, I think it's a good move.
And Seau, they don't need him to start like he did last year, and he did a good job. He did a good job.
Tremendous.
For the Patriots when he was
I thought
there.
He was the best starting
but
linebacker early.
Here's
in the, year.
The thing: when you start to get as old as Seau, I think 1 year is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like we saw it with Dylan. 1,600 yards, and then, boom, it hit. So you have to wonder, when does he hit that wall where he can't produce like he did? Hopefully it's not this year. Hopefully he won't have to start. I think if he's in a rotation role,
you won't
he'll be
notice
fine.
It. You could see him lose a step and not really notice it.
He'll be fine, but if for some reason he has to start for any extended period of time, I think you might see a little drop-off there.
Right. Well, I agree with you guys, and I don't have a whole lot to add. I think it's a great situation. I think they have improved the overall quality of those frontline guys. And I think it just makes sense that Seau was not going to be asked to do as much as he had to do last year in those first 10, 11 games, whatever, 11 games I think it was, mm-hmm. before he broke the arm. And I think it provides you a lot of options for Belichick and Dean Pease to work back there, because you can have a situation where you might decide that it's Seau and Bruschi inside 1 week with Vrabel and Thomas outside, or it might be a traditionally a passing team or something. You're looking for a little bit more quickness on the edge. Tom's boy Colvin is out there unblocked and chasing cars behind the quarterback like he normally does. In all seriousness, you can have Colvin out there with Thomas. You can move Thomas inside and out. You can move Vrabel inside and out. You have Seau to plug in. If anybody gets hurt, regardless of where, you can move a guy and still have those four guys in
You still
in,
have
in
four
those
legit
spots.
Starters if one guy goes down.
And as Andy said, rather than a Tully Bantakane or an Eric Alexander, no disrespect to those guys, but I don't think they're at the level of the five guys that we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think options is the key there, Paul, because if Belichick has a defense and they're injured and he doesn't have a lot of options, he'll play that vanilla style. He'll try to, you know, hold teams to field goals, keep the score down. But when you give a guy like that options where he can play with it, move guys around, then that defense becomes that much better. That's why this year I think you'll see more big plays, more getting after the quarterback, more interceptions, just because he has those options and he can move those players around in different spots.
Kind of looking back to the Super Bowl era where they made so many big plays, and those were kind of lacking on defense, especially in 2005. But even last year, we didn't see as many of those. They had some, but not
kind of Asante Samuel and everybody else.
It was a feast or famine. It was, is Samuel's going to pick one and take it to the house, or you're going to have to hope to force a punt. Obviously they did a great job keeping the score down. They set a franchise record for points allowed. So I don't mean that to be critical, but just was a different style. And I think you guys are right. I think we'll see a lot more big plays. But we have mini camp coming up, just to kind of give the fans an idea of the timetable here at Gillette Stadium. Before that, minicamp is scheduled for June 5th through 7th. The day before that, June 4th, Monday, will be the Patriots Charitable Foundation Golf Tournament. We will be there, the three of us, along with Jake Steele, will be at the Belmont Country Club to have some interviews with players. We generally get, three or four guys anyway. Rodney always stops by, and I always like that. It's always my highlight of the summer because he's my favorite player. And I'm shameful. I just root for the guys I like.
He always stops by to talk to us, and he always gets hurt. Maybe he should change things up a little and skip
maybe
right
he
by
will.
Us.
Maybe he'll, you know what? Maybe this year he won't take a shot at my weight, and he'll be able to stay healthy. Maybe it's a little karma.
Could
what do
be.
You think?
Or
no?
Could be
I like Harrison. He called me big man.
So we got that. But before that, a little bit of a change, and this is what I wanted to kind of let the fans know. The Pro Football Writers Association had some new media-related rules that are going to be implemented, and as part of that, teams have to open up a portion of their off-season programs, some of their OTAs, the off-season training activities,
organized team activities,
whatever they call them, which is another one of these NFL buzzwords that I love the way they make proper nouns out of. Anyway, next week, we are going to have some access late in the week on Thursday and Friday. So that's something that we can look forward to. And maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Tom Brady then.
Maybe.
Find out, just exactly the difference between dating an actress and a supermodel. I don't know.
Maybe.
You going to ask him that?
Nope.
No. You going to ask him anything?
Nope.
I probably won't either.
I might.
Certainly not in a press conference. I like talking to
Tom.
Or
I could just lob up the softball.
What
do you think all you new guys to throw to?
Hey, so you got Randy Moss, huh? Hey.
Must be nice.
That's pretty good. All right. So we have nothing else really here to add for the roster report anyway. But, again, next week we got some access coming, so hopefully we'll have some insight as to all these new weapons and whatnot. For now, back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. That's all for today. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all your latest Patriots information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!